The Holy Spirit person is going to help me teach this thing. When the student is ready, the teacher shall appear, exposing the truth about the behavior and character of devils and demons. Welcome to part 3, Demonology Teaching Series. The devilish character of demons. Demons have a devilish character. You need to rebuke that. I rebuke the devilish character of devils and demons in the name of Jesus the Christ. See, this is how we expose the truth about the behavior and the character of devils and demons. You rebuke the devilish character of devils and demons in the name of Jesus the Christ. And then there are victims of demons, because demons are looking and seeking and searching for victims. They're going back and forth and to and fro to see who they may devour. So they're looking for victims. If someone is a victim of a demon and a victim of a devil, I rebuke that victim of the devil, and I rebuke that victim of the demons. They use men, women, and children as instruments of unrighteousness. Men, women, and children who are not in Christ and who are not born of the Spirit of the living God. They are used as instruments of unrighteousness. And then the doctrine of devils, the doctrine of demons. They have their own doctrine. So I expose that doctrine of the demon, and I expose that doctrine of the devil. That is what we discover in this teaching, exposing the truth about the behavior and the character of the devils and the demons. Teachers of damnable heresies, we expose you in the name of Jesus the Christ. Teachers of damnable heresies. And then the unmoral and immoral men, women, and children. There are unmoral and immoral men, women, and children running around in the church. Vicious and inhuman conduct. If you ever run across a man or a woman or a child who has the behavior and the character that is vicious and inhuman, that conduct is demonism. That's a demon in that person. That person is a victim, so therefore they are vicious. Their behavior is a vicious behavior. Their attitude and their character is a vicious behavior. Their conduct is vicious behavior. Beware of vicious and inhuman conduct. There are demonized men in the church. There are demonized women in the church. There are demonized children in the church. No wonder he said only 144,000 is rolling with him. As wide as the church is, as broad as the body of Christ is, he only want out of the 12 tribes of Israel 144,000. Isn't that something? Beware of demonized men, demonized women, and demonized children. We are exposing the truth about the behavior and the character of devils and demons once they find their victim. The men of physical sensual gratification. The women of physical sensual gratification, and the children of physical sensual gratification, the sin of sensuality. You have to rebuke that. You have to call out the physical sensual gratification. It's sitting in the church. The preacher's preaching hard, preaching good. The choir sounds good, but nobody is discerning the men and the women and certain children that are sitting in the service. They have the sin of sensuality upon them. And sometimes the preacher in the pulpit has the same sin on him or the same sin on her. Since there are so many women who want to be preachers and pastors and apostles and prophets and run around in the church prophesizing and ministering and pastoring to a man, these women have physical sensual gratification, the sin of sensuality. Lustful men, lustful women, and lustful children who disregard sexual restraints. We are exposing the truth about the behavior and the character of devils and demons. Lustful men, lustful lustful women and lustful children who disregard sexual restraints. What do we call that? We call that seducing spirits. The seducing spirits in the body of Christ. The seducing spirits in the church. In the local community, the seducing spirits that run around freely at will, attacking men and women of God, the seducing spirits, the tendency to yield to seducing spirits. I teach a lesson called the yielded vessel prayer, where we die of self and we yield to the Spirit of the living God. We yield to Christ, we yield to the Holy Spirit, and we die of ourselves. But on the flip side of that, you can also be a victim who has the tendency to yield to seducing spirits. So we have to expose the tendency to yield to the seducing spirit. The seducing spirit is one thing, but the tendency is another thing. The seducing spirit is one thing, but the tendency to yield to the seducing spirit is another thing. Beware of your own tendency. Beware of the tendency to yield to a seducing spirit. Exposing the truth about the behavior and the character of demons. Demonic dancing. Demonic dancing is not just in the church. Demonic dancing is not just in the church service among the praise and the worship dancers. But demonic dancing is in your home. It's in your house where you live at. Demonic dancing is on your TV shows, the movies that you go see at the theater, at the show. Demonic dancing is all around you. And if you don't have a discerning spirit with the Spirit of God, you won't be able to distinguish the difference of the character and the nature and the personality and the behavior of the way a person dances. It's like going to a strip club. That's nothing but demonic dancing. Well, you know, I'm going to get a pole and I'm going to practice pole dancing to satisfy my husband in the bedroom. Well, baby girl, that's you just a behind closed doors demonic dancer. Talking about you want to dance sexy to please your husband. That's a demon. That's demonic dancing. That's what that's called. That's demonic dancing. The purpose of demons. When you understand the purpose of a demon. Oh, come on, somebody. Let me break this thing down. The purpose of a demon is to separate and to break up the home of a husband and his wife. That's what the purpose of a demon is. The ultimate purpose of a demon is to alienate the husband from his wife and the wife from her husband. That's the job. That's the main purpose of the demon, to separate and to break up the home of the husband and the wife, who is the man and the woman of God. Isn't that something? This is deep. The doctrine of free love. We have to expose the truth about the behavior and the character of demons regarding the doctrine of free love, where you got a man who has multiple women that he's experiencing his free love with. And then you have a woman who's doing the same thing. Call herself getting back at the man who cheated on her. She's sucked into the same trap. And now she's caught up in the same thing because she's got multiple men that she's running around with, looking for attention in all the wrong places. The woman is a victim of the doctrine of free love. Women, you're not exempt from the doctrine of free love approaching you. And men, the doctrine of free love approaches you too. You can think that you're doing no harm, but it's subtle. It's a subtle thing. It'll sneak up on you. It'll creep up on you. It could be a co-worker at your job. It could be a professional associate of yours. It can be a professional colleague of yours in whatever industry that you work in. It could be a friendly neighbor in your neighborhood, in your community. It could be someone that you see as you go to the supermarket, and you see a worker at the supermarket, and that person is flirting with you, and you give attention and you entertain the flirt. You don't even know that you're getting caught up in a spider web that starts with the doctrine of free love. You make yourself available to the wrong kind of thing. You make yourself available to the wrong type of thing. That's called the doctrine of free love. Personal gratification. See, this is how demons control the thinking of a man, a woman, and a child. Personal gratification. Exposing the truth about the behavior and the character of devils and demons. Pay attention to the spirit of personal gratification. The deranged mind. This is what the demon does. The demon wants to control your mind. And once your mind is under the control, it starts with the demon's influence. The demon is subtle. He wants to come in and he wants to influence the way you think. And once your mind accepts and receives demonic influence, the demon can take it up a notch and start to manipulate you by controlling your mind. That's called the deranged mind, exposing the truth about the behavior and the character of devils and demons. The deranged mind. Now, once the demon gets your mind, it's like a pimp. Once that pimp get that woman's mind, the next thing that pimp do is get that woman's body, the deranged body. If you really want to study the character and the behavior of a demon, watch the way a pimp deals with a woman. Watch the way a pimp deals with a hoe. Watch the way they get down. And once that woman is subject to the pimp, he got her mind. She gonna do whatever he want her to do. That's called the deranged body. You got the deranged mind and you got the deranged body. Just like the pimp, the demon is working on your mind and the demon is working on your body. The pimp is working on your mind. The pimp is working on your body. Men, women, and children who make sacrifices to devils and demons. There are men, there are women, there are children who make sacrifices to devils and demons. And that started in the Roman Catholic Church. That started in the church. That started in the body of Christ. Men, women, and children who make sacrifices to devils and demons. That started in the church, exposing the truth about the behavior and the character of devils and demons. We are exposing the truth about the behavior and the character of devils and demons. Isn't that something? Men, women, and children who have fellowship with devils and demons. There are a certain group of men, there are a certain group of women, and there are a certain group of children, including entire families who have fellowship with the devils and the demons, exposing the truth about the behavior and the character of devils and demons. People who drink from the cup of devils and from the cup of demons. There are people who drink from the cup of devils. There are people who drink from the cup of demons, and they are sitting right up in the church. Men and women who are partakers of the table of devils and table of demons. There are men and women who are partakers of the table of devils and table of demons. Those who sit down at the table of devils and demons. You cannot sit down at the table of the Lord. You cannot sit down at the Lord's table and then get up and go sit down at the devil's table. You can't sit at the table with the Lord and sit at the table with a devil and a demon. You can't do that. You're going to have to choose one. You're going to love one and you're going to hate the other one. It's called heathen worship. The Gentile heathen worship. What do? Well, they make their sacrifices to devils. They make their sacrifices to demons. That's what heathen worship is. They sacrifice to worldly things. They sacrifice to ungodly things. They sacrifice to demonic things and they get caught up in it. They do it for wealth. They do it for fame. They do it for recognition. They do it for public figure status. They do it for corporate positions. They do it for entertainment purposes. They make sacrifices to devils. They make sacrifices to demons. We are exposing the truth about the behavior and the character of devils and demons. The spirit of demonism and devil worship. The spirit of divination and soothsaying. Beware of the soothsayer. This is the end of part 3. The teaching series, Demonology, exposing the truth about the behavior and character of devils and demons. I am the spiritual assassin. I hope that those of you who have an ear to hear have heard what the Spirit had to say to your church under the sound of my voice. And to you demons who are listening, because demons listen to this show too. Demons tune into the broadcast too. You've just been exposed from your mother to your grandmother to your great-grandmother. grandmother and to all the children that you bear. You've just been exposed to your father, to your grandfather, to your great-grandfather, and all the children that you've had. All you demons tuning in, you just got exposed.